This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. G-Bag of the Day is coming up at 2:30 here, about 7.5 minutes. It's time for a Chuck Wagon brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. Never an out-of-pocket cost. Only get paid when you win. The Frankels. Go to Car and Truck Wreck Attorneys in Dallas. All right, here's Wolchuk with his Chuck Wagon.
All right, congratulations to Dick Pitino. Richard Pitino is the new head coach of Xavier's. He's taken over for Sweaty Sean Miller, who's now the head coach there with the Texas Longhorns. And I guess Xavier fans were so ticked off that Sean Miller left after going back there for the second time, helped turn that program around. Then he took the Arizona job, got fired from Zona, goes back to Xavier. Now he's leaving just after 2 years, goes to Texas. They went up and just took all of the potential Twitter handles that Sean Miller possibly could use to be the new head coach of UT, and now he's had to go with just like at Coach Miller underscore underscore. They took up at Coach Miller UT, UT Coach Miller, UT Sean Miller, everything that basically a student with extra time on their hands that might not have much of a life would go ahead and spend the time to do. So congratulations to them for successfully not allowing Sean Miller to put Texas or UT in any part of his Twitter headline.
Very productive.
Yeah, very productive. Success to them and success to our North Texas Mean Green basketball team as they are going back to the NIT semifinal. Big win on the road against Oklahoma State after they couldn't play the game at home because of the luncheon. That caused, I know, a lot of frustration, myself included. What the hell are we doing? But they end up going to Stillwater. They get the 61-59 victory. So go Mean Green. Now, speaking of Stillwater,
probably should have turned that into a brunch or something.
Yeah, they should have done something else. Yeah. Come on, guys. This is why. This is why we're
late dinner.
Just move it. Move it somewhere else. Campus is pretty damn large. All right. We can find somewhere else to place
stadium,
this.
Didn't we? Do we have a football stadium we could use?
Move it over to Datku.
How about the indoor football facility?
You can move it there as well. Heck, we had a East-West Shrine Bowl practices there for 4 days.
Yeah.
All right. We got a lot of facilities we could utilize here. But no, we couldn't move an NIT game because of this luncheon. We go to Oklahoma State, though. Mike Gundy, and we actually talked about this on Sunday. Bet MGM, Bet Nation, Eric and I host. Catch 3-7 if you're interested.
Huge.
Carter Freeman, College Football Carter, brought this up during Carter's Corner. And Mike Gundy has currently heard, listened to the show. He's a big-time fan of Bet MGM. And he's ran with this idea. Here's Gundy talking about the spring games.
I mean, honestly, for us, we should do a home and home with OU.
in the spring. They have a ours is on, I don't know what the date is, but it's a Saturday prior to the 19th, last week, something like that. Okay, so they should come here on the 19th, and I think theirs is earlier in the year. We should go down there and play a home-and-home in the spring against them. Charge $25 a head. They can use it for NIL. We'll use it for NIL. You know, if they don't want to do two in one spring, we can do one here this year, do it there next year, and split the gate. Because we get tired of practicing against each other. It's not going to be a live game because, well, I don't know what Coach Venables would say, but I would be concerned with making it live just because of injury. But nobody really has live scrimmages anymore, so you make it a full thud like we're doing and practice against them just like they do in the NFL.
I like it. I mean, he's piggybacking off of what Coach Prime wants to do. Mm-hmm. Maybe the scheduling with Syracuse, like the Cowboys will practice against the Rams a couple years ago as the Broncos. I love this, and I think that it can get legs if what they do with the money portion he talked about.
Sure.
Like if you're able to charge, and now we're raising more money to help sessions, our NIL collectives, and then also, yes, parking, the revenue that then goes back to the schools. Because like Nebraska, I know they were ticked off when Matt Rhule said, hey, we're not doing this anymore, because they'd get a ton of revenue for the restaurants and the bars, hotels, right around there when they and the hotels, 100%. Yeah. Yeah. So this is a good way to keep something that's not just like a combine or whatever the hell Oklahoma wants to do with this Crimson Combine, and you're bringing back the rivalry aspect of this with Oklahoma and Oklahoma State, which you've lost with now OU going to the SEC. I like this, and I would like to see more teams do something like this.
Yeah, I think the travel is pretty simple. Just, you know, one team, all you have to do is get a couple buses and get over to the other places.
Like maybe Texas and Texas Tech could do something.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, keep it close by. Yeah. There's tons
old
of ways.
Southwest make conference rivalries and stuff like that. Yeah. That'd be kind of cool.
It'd be a blast. I love the concept of this.
I just wonder, because I think one of the biggest things for them is the whole poaching the players. It's like, do you...
Well, it wouldn't be like full games. That's what it's just a practice where like it's not even full on tackle. It's just thuds in practice. It's like it's a glorified scrimmage.
Yeah,
you have some really good. Maybe you could do some one on one pass rush. It's like we see at training camp.
Yeah,
one on one pass rush, one on one with the defensive backs.
Just
and stuff.
A joint
like,
practice.
Joint practices. Yeah, it would be kind of cool. And you could feature like saying, "Don't take the guys to the ground." Kind of maybe have a maybe a live period of one or two. You know, if you want to do some of that, but. I think the NFL has done this like for a long time and get a lot of benefit out of it. I'll tell you what, it was great to see Verse play live. That son of a gun for the Rams. My God.
I bet,
kind of had an idea of how good he was going to be and maybe some of the struggles that Guyton was going to have.
Immediately.
Know, right off the jump. Yeah.
Awesome. Cowboys contingent, including Shoddy, Will McClay, they're going to move from Ohio State Pro Days today to Texas A&M, then to Ole Miss over the next couple of days.
Hmm.
So we're hitting these pro days. I mean, Ohio State embarrassment of riches that they've got today.
Talik Williams get hurt today.
Did he?
I think he was doing a drill and went down.
Defensive tackles are going down.
Yeah.
And Brian, I'm trying to ask you about this Alfred Collins stuff, and people are buttoned up.
I've got some connections there, and not just Bennett. Bennett's trying to help me there.
Please,
but I
need to find that word about my guy because I'm worried.
He's in that boot.
Like Tom Yarish reported, you shouldn't be worried about it. It's just something that Texas does, you know, just for precautionary reasons.
But a 332-pound man with a bad foot is not a good thing.
And the Ty Williams thing doesn't look good.
No.
Yeah, I just saw the 40. He ate it pretty hard, and it looked like he was grabbing at his knee. But then there's him walking around afterward. Talking with dudes, so hopefully he's okay. Yeah, okay. But it definitely, I mean, that's a big man.
He took a big tumble, huh?
He did. And then Jim Nantz finally has revealed when he thinks he's going to hang it up. 65 years old, he's still crushing it. He's doing, CBS with Romo, and he still does the Masters. And he said, but if all the stars align.
He did the basketball too, right?
Yeah. Well, no, he stopped. Last year was his last
year. Oh, last year. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So last year was his final four. If all the stars aligned right now, it feels like a pretty good exit point. April 14th, 2036, 10 years from now. 10 years from now.
A lot of planning, Jim.
Is his scheduled retirement date. It would be a perfect place to walk out. A lot of things have to happen for that to occur. His health would have to hold up. Secondly, CBS and Augusta would have to want me to come back. But 10 more years, I think we've got from Jim before he decides he's going to go off into the sunset.
Man, I have very few plans for anything farther out than 24 hours.
I don't know what I'm doing tomorrow. You know,
it's very impressive
besides
that he's able to...
listening to Rangers baseball on 105.
I guess when you're at that place where it's like the only thing is just your own desire and whether or not God, you end up dying before then. But otherwise, yeah. Like he knows he's in the captain's chair for all these and he gets to control his own destiny.
I'll tell you a scary thing, guys, right now is like me being 61 and seeing people dying at 68 and 73 and... stuff like that, because you wonder. I'm like, man, yep. Is this? You
know, it's lurking.
I just was kind of always like, yeah, look at me, I'm doing NFL stuff. And then you're like, damn, that guy's just only 8 years older than me. He just died. You know, it's kind of scary thoughts.
And on that note, we go into the Pimp Cup where James Tritely has your G bag of the day. I hear you, Brian. I got an early start on those kind of concerns.
It's a lot of death talk, gentlemen.
Yeah, if Lucius was here, he would not be too happy with that right now.
I'm not happy about it right now. I got to fill the shoes of good old Lucius Alexander.
There you
will. Boys, gentlemen, how we doing?
Excellent,
man. First time getting to be with y'all. It's been 11 months in the making.
Oh, wow.
Here to GB. Yeah.
11 months.
I didn't realize this was our first rodeo together.
First rodeo. I've gotten a crosstalk with you gentlemen.
That's right.
Doing a show with CA or good old Fred Davis. But no, it's been a journey. Happy to be here. You know what it is, G-Bag of the Day every day at 2:30, Monday through Friday, right here on G-Bag Nation. And what I've been listening to is our reigning champion. It's Mr. Jared Sandler, who goes to talk about how many inches can you take?
Boomstick burrito looks pretty impressive, though. I'd like to take that down. I think we're going to get a chance on Thursday, opening day, to take that down. So I don't know. I mean, how many inches do you think you could take of that, Chief?
Well, I mean, I did in 3 hours' time, I did the 2-foot boomstick burger. I guess it was a couple of years ago now. So if you give me two or 3 hours, I think I could put the whole thing down. But in one sitting, I feel good about the first 12 inches.
Who do you think can take down the most inches of the station?
I mean, I don't want to be braggadocious or whatever, but I think I'm leading the charge on that. I'm certainly the favorite.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Walsh could be up there.
That's a 3.5-pound thing, right, Jared? Is that what we're looking at?
It is 3.5 pounds.
Yeah, I was told 3.5 pounds. How bizarre is that? My
crazy.
Goodness.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah. I would do that like a breakfast burrito. No. That would be really appealing to me. You give me 24 inches of bacon, sausage, egg, cheese, hash brown, maybe throw a little salsa on there.
Yes.
I would take that bad boy down.
My gosh. I mean, how long is it going to be before you guys actually end up trying this? Are we all in perspective that we're going to try this at some point this year?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I look forward to it.
Yeah.
I do. I mean, the baked potato, I think, is the one
baked
seed.
Baked potato's number one
but
seed.
But that burrito, yeah, we're going to
all 24
I could see
inches.
Myself sharing it with maybe one or two other people.
So 12 inches,
yeah.
Right?
That's the most I could take.
Well, I guess the question 13.
There you go.
Cut that thing in half, 26 incher.
Good Lord. All right, we got a lot of March Madness-centric stuff, and we start out with our good old friend Chuck at the halftime show. He decided not to even talk about what's going on with the Xavier and Illinois game.
At the half, Ernie Johnson, Clark Kellogg, Kenny the Jet Smith, and Charles Barkley. Biggest takeaway from the first half?
Well, I think that's a good question.
Thank you very much.
Well, that's his job. Totally his job.
I came out of left field for you.
You would expect me not to ask you anything? Would you expect him to sit here and just let you?
Yeah, at you?
You know the game I'm watching. I'm watching Brian against MSU.
You can't watch more than one game at a time. All these TV shows at one time.
That's at night, man.
What is it now?
They're not all at the same
time, man.
One after the other. You know, Ernie, I'm not going to lie. I was paying attention to the Bryant score. So get at the Clark or Kenneth, please.
Kenny, you got
Kenneth.
That is priceless.
Yeah,
that's a first. That's a first. I wasn't watching. That's somebody
He's
else.
A man of many firsts, by the way.
These are professionals, by the way. I mean, that's phenomenal.
That's awesome.
I would think you're getting paid handsomely to have something to say about one of the games or all of the games.
Just 5 seconds worth of content, really.
Yeah.
Not asking for a
I might
whole
be
lot.
Scrambling, you know, but I think that's part of the greatness of Charles.
Yeah, I think now he's just they're just paying him to be Chuck.
Yeah.
And that's him.
Do you think he had money on the game? And that's why he was watching it so intently? that like he was trying
I wouldn't put it past him.
Like he had like that's part of a parlay or something.
Could
he's
be.
Got working, you know?
He's known.
I know he likes the cards. I don't know. Do you like to play the sports?
I don't know. I was just kind of wondering if you were watching something that intently.
That's a real blind bet though for him. Yeah. Definitely hadn't seen him coming into the tournament.
Yeah. No, that's true too.
Let's go to this Baylor Duke game from this past weekend, and Bill Raftery just a phenomenal job on the mic here.
Review for a potential flagrant foul.
Wow. So there's a little push there. That there's no way.
The Eagles bang you harder, don't they? With their touch push.
That's right. Raftery, man. He's hammered when he does these games, isn't he?
He is. Yeah, I think he stays around 0.1 BAC for majority of the broadcast.
Do you think he shows up like he's got the big game day cup, you know, right at the broadcast position?
Dude.
Like, you know.
Maybe he's heavy-handed with it now. I guess you sort of graduate to that. Usually you're trying to hide it. You're flasking that thing. But at this stage, he might just have a Dickie's barbecue cup ready to rock
and
roll.
Man. That's what I'm saying. Is he got like the tournament cup for whatever venue he's at? He's just kind of going into the scouting bag and kind of filling it up a little bit. You know,
God dang, that is such a good life if you can swing it.
Yeah,
just drinking and working like your guy in the Old West Saloon,
living it every day, boys.
Salute to you, Bill.
All right, we got time for one more.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to this Kevin Willard post game. When he talks about good old Derek Queen, that big old buzzer beater shot Maryland and Colorado State. Listen to the comment that he got from good old Derek Queen.
Preston, who you've said from day one is one of the best players in the country. What did you call?
I asked everybody. I said, who wants the ball? And he said, give me the MF ball. And I said, all right, you're getting it. And I said, don't mess around. Go after it and do it. And I give him a lot of credit, man. The big dog came up with
there you go.
All he right. wanted the ball.
The MF ball.
Yeah.
Confident freshman there out of Baltimore. And he had the cojones and the game to knock down a runner.
Did you see what those the players after the game were all talking about, you know, about the moment and stuff like that and why they do it and all that? And it says because the coach pays us to do it.
Because he gave us the money for it.
And the coach had his head down like, oh, jeez, what are you doing here?
My, how things have changed. Yeah. Jared Sandler, our current G-Bag of the Day champion, his commentary with Chief on the Boomstick Burrito out there at the Globe. Look forward to trying that out real soon. Mm-hmm. Chuck at halftime commenting on Xavier, Illinois. He had nothing. Baylor and Duke there. Bill Raftery had a comment. Maryland's Derek Queen wanted the ball. They gave it to him. And he paid off. I'll go with Sands, our champ here, Chief. How about you?
I'm going with Derek Queen.
All righty. Tritely.
Got to go Jared Sandler here. We got to keep that going.
What do you think, Will Chuck?
Give me the champ.
Right.
Give me Chuck.
All right, by a score of 3-1-1, still your G-Bag of the Day champion, it's Jared Sandler. When we come back here in the nation, time for... let's go around the Mavs, have some interesting basketball stories and updates here on big Mavs topics as we get set for opening day with the Rangers tomorrow. We're back on the Fan.